This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Dear brothers and sisters, in our life we go through difficulties, tests, trials, tribulations, exams. And I want you to imagine when you have an exam in the following day, how do you feel? You feel nervous. Even though if you have studied very well for the exam, you still feel very nervous. So what is the toughest exam of your life? The most difficult exam in life is when your soul leaves your body and they take your body and they put it in a hole 1 meter by 2 meters. And they cover it and they throw dirt in your face and they leave you alone. And the exam there is 3 questions. After they close the grave, 2 angels will come to you. And they will ask you 3 questions. This is the most difficult exam in the life of every human being. Let me just freeze the camera while you are trying to imagine yourself being put in that hole and you're left alone and the 2 angels are coming to ask you the 3 questions. And let me bring the camera to our world today. What are the people preparing themselves for? What are the main concerns of people? Everybody says, I want to make money. I want to have children. I want to have a nice house. I want to have a nice car. All of these are means. They shouldn't be goals. But sometimes, at some point in our life, we get busy with what we are created for and we forget the main purpose of our life. So, just try to imagine what would these 3 questions would be. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you and me, how much money did you leave behind? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you or me, how many children did you leave behind? What type of a house you used to live in? Which neighborhood? What type of car were you driving? What type of school did you send your kids to? No. None of the above. The toughest exam of my life and your life is 3 questions. And they're related to a series that we started 2 weeks ago. If you want to feel the sweetness of Iman, of your faith in this dunya, and if you want to try to be successful in answering the toughest exam of your life, listen to this hadith and try to apply it in your life. We covered 2/3 of the hadith, and today we're going to cover the last third. ذَلْقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. You would feel the sweetness of Iman. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ. If you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your Rabb, as your master. And that will be the first question in the exam. مَنْ رَبُّكَ. Who is your Rabb? That's the first question in the grave. So if you lived in the dunya, knowing who Allah is, and enslaving yourself to Him, and trying only to please Him, the answer will come very easy and smooth. And the second part, وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا. You will feel the sweetness of Iman if you are pleased with Islam as your religion. And that's the next question. That's the second question in the grave. مَا دِينُكْ. What religion did you follow in your life? Were you just a Muslim by name? Or did you apply Islam in every aspect of your life? So if you did this in the dunya, مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ, then the answer will be very smooth because you were a practical Muslim. You were practicing Islam. And the third part of the hadith, which is our topic today, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا, and whoever is pleased with Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ as our Prophet and Messenger. And that will be the third question in the toughest exam. مَنْ نَبِيُّ أَوْ مَاذَا تَقُولُ فِي رَجُلِ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. Who's your Prophet? So if you lived in this dunya, studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking him as the best example and your role model in life, again, the answer for the third question will be very easy. So today, after we learned before in two khutbahs, how can I be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Rabb? Third part of the hadith is, كَيْفَ نَرْضَى بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. How can I be pleased with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet and messenger? And I'm going to share some tips as we did before with how can we be pleased with Allah as our Rabb and how can we be pleased with Islam as our religion. Tip number one, how can I be pleased with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet and messenger? أن يمتلئ قلبك محبة له. Your heart should be full of the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one should be love number one amongst human beings except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking one day with Umar ibn al-Khattab, and he said to Umar, "Awa tuhibbuni ya Umar? Do you love me, Umar?" And Umar radiallahu anhu was very, very honest, was brutally honest. He doesn't have an atom of hypocrisy in his heart. He said, قال نعم يا رسول الله والله إني أحبك إلا من نفسي. Yes, Prophet of Allah, I love you, but no, not more than my love for myself. And the Prophet ﷺ corrected him right away. He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you will attain full iman حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you will attain full iman until he loves me more than his wealth, more than his children, more than his parents, more than everyone else. Then Umar stopped and said to himself, Umar, what do you want? Do you want Jannah? Jannah is only if you follow the footsteps of this man. And if he told you you have to love him even more than yourself, then you have to do it. That was called rational love. So he turned to the Prophet ﷺ after thinking and making the decision, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbuka al-ana akthara min nafsi. O Messenger of Allah, I love you now more than myself. Then the Prophet ﷺ held the hand of Umar up high, and he said, al-ana ya Umar. Now Umar, you attained full iman. So tip number one, he should be love number one above all humans, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, أن يمتلئ قلبك تعظيما له. Your heart should be full of glorifying the Prophet ﷺ, putting him in high esteem. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ himself told us in Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, Ayat 2 and 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. If you're a believer, you will listen to this. Oh, you who believe, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voice in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ قَجَهْرِ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. When you talk with him, don't raise your voice the way you talk to one another. أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Lest all of your good deeds will be null and void if you do that. Allahu Akbar. One of the Sahaba, you know, stopped coming to the masjid. And the Prophet ﷺ asked about him, what is so and so? Because he had a loud voice. They said, Prophet of Allah, he has been absent from the masjid the last few days. He said, bring him to me. So when he came, he said, why don't you come to the masjid? He said, Prophet of Allah, after I heard this ayah, my voice is loud. So when I speak, I feel that my voice is raised. And I'm afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will waste all of my good deeds because of my loud voice in front of you, even though I don't mean it. Allahu Akbar. Today, some people have the audacity to say, enough with the Quran. We don't need the Sunnah. How can you live? How can you understand the Quran without the Sunnah? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same surah, surah 49, number 3, He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. Those who lower their voice when they are in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those are the people who pass the test and they know exactly the meaning of taqwa. They have taqwa, they have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, ayah number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم لبعض. When you talk with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to show utmost respect and do not raise your voice. Because you may be as friends, you might speak loudly to each other. But never ever do this with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran called every prophet and messenger by his name directly, without any title. Ya Yahya, khud al-kitaba biquwa. O Yahya, receive the revelation. Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa, the son of Mary. Ya Musa, O Musa. But when he talked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never ever he called him Ya Muhammad. He used to say, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O you prophet. Ya ayyuhal rasul, O you messenger. Who am I and you not to show utmost respect to the Prophet ﷺ? That's the meaning. If you are pleased with the Prophet ﷺ, you have to show utmost respect to the Prophet ﷺ. Tip number 3. أن يمتلئ قلبك تصديقا له. You have to fully believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he never lied and he always told the truth about this deen and the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him to deliver and convey to us. Why not when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved this in the Quran in Surah An-Najm, ayah number 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He, meaning Prophet Muhammad, he never ever talked out of his own whims or desires. It's a revelation from Allah. The words of the Prophet are revelation from Allah. Allah guided him to say whatever he said in his life. Allahu Akbar. This is very important to understand. And the next step is to take him as the role model of your life, and to teach your kids to take him as the role model of their life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayah number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
You have the best example in the messenger, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ.
Only those who want to please Allah will follow that. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And they will be successful in the day of judgment. وذكر الله كثيرا. And they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Tip number 4. أن يمتلئ قلبك انقيادا له وامتثالا لأوامره. You have to fully submit to the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you should also stay away from anything that he said do not do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 65, he said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh Muhammad, with your master, with your Rabb, they wouldn't attain full iman. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ, until they take you as a judge. فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, in any dispute that might arise amongst them.
ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ.
And they wouldn't have any hard feelings in their hearts against whatever you decide for them. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they submit completely. Not only that, in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a great warning. He said, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those who disobey the commands of the Prophet ﷺ be warned that if they keep doing what they're doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will afflict them with trials and tribulations and severe punishments. And wallahi, many of the problems, the hardships, the trials and tribulations that we are facing today is because we're not following Prophet Muhammad as our role model. This is very important. The next step. أن يمتلئ قلبك شوقا للقائه وأن تشرب من يده الشريفة شربة هنيئة لا تظمأ بعدها أبدا. Next step is to have yearning and longing in your heart to meet with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the Hawd. He said, أنا فرطكم. I'm waiting for you by the Hawd. And then on the day of judgment, my ummah will be rushing to come so I can offer them a drink from that Hawd, from that fountain. And there are people that I know very well and they know me very well. But once they try to come close, the angels will stop them. And I'm going to say, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, this is my ummah, these are my followers. And then I will be told, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what they have done after you passed away. They have changed. They did not follow your sunnah. They introduced into the deen things that their own fathers brought into the deen. This is why the last step is, أَلَّا نُحْدِثَ فِي أَمْرِهِ شَيْئًا. We should not bring into the religion of Islam anything new that was not taught to us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever tries to introduce anything new into this religion, which is not from the Quran or the Sunnah, it will be rejected from them on the Day of Judgment. This is why before you do anything in your life, you have to ask, is this in the Book of Allah? Give me the ayah, give me the evidence. Is this from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Give me the hadith. This is why when those people will try to come close to get a drink by the hands of the Prophet ﷺ, and it will be said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ فَيَقُولُ فَأَقُولُ لَهُمْ سُحْقًا سُحْقًا. May Allah destroy you because you did not follow my sunnah. And they will be rejected. They will be denied access to the fountain of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's go back to the toughest exam after giving you the tips.
How can we be pleased with Prophet Muhammad as our Prophet and Messenger? Imagine now if you are in the grave and the grave is closed and two angels will come to you. And the Prophet ﷺ described them. They are very scary, Munkar and Nakir. And they will ask you the three questions. Mar Rabbuk? Who's your Rabb? If you lived in the dunya, following what I told you, how can I be pleased with Allah as my Rabb? Is to take Allah as my guide and also as my creator. And to deem as halal whatever Allah made halal. And to accept the shara of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of my life. And to be pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you apply this in your life, the answer will come very smooth. Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. And the next question, ma deenuk? If you lived in this dunya pleased with Islam as your religion, and you know that if you accept any, embrace any religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from you in the day of judgment. And also to accept Islam as a way of life. Islam is not just a word or a label, I'm a Muslim. I have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I move forward and do anything in my life, Ya Allah, would you be pleased with this? If you apply Islam in your life, the answer will be very smooth. Dini al-Islam. My religion is Islam. And the third question. ماذا تقول في رجل الذي بعث فيكم? Who is your prophet? If you know Prophet Muhammad Sallam and you take him as the role model, if you love him, if you follow his sunnah, if you defend his sunnah, if you follow the entire religion of Islam the way Prophet Muhammad Sallam taught us, if you listen to what he said and stay away from what he prohibited you to do, if you do not try to bring into the religion anything new, then the answer will be very smooth. My Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that point, you will be shown your place in hellfire. Because each one of us has two spots, one in Jannah and one in hellfire. And you choose the one to go to. So that person who will give the three answers correctly and very smoothly will be shown his place in hellfire. And it will be said to him that your place in hellfire. But since you have chosen Allah as your Rabb and Islam as your deen and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your prophet, then this place will be blocked forever. And he will be shown his place in Jannah. And it will be said to him, live in the bliss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day of judgment. But if the person did not care about Allah as his Rabb and was not pleased with Islam as a way of life, but he just took Islam as a label, and if he never heard about Prophet Muhammad Sallam except the name, he never applied his sunnah, he never cared to study his seerah, he never taught his kids how to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not show love, because real love to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not a claim. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said in Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 31,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ
O Muhammad, say to them, if you truly claim that you love Allah,
فَاتَّبِعُونِي
Then follow me. What's the result?
يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ
If you claim that you love Allah, follow the Prophet ﷺ. What's the result? Allah will love you. And Allah will forgive your sins. What else do you want? So this is why, if the person did not care about Allah, did not care about Islam, did not care about the Prophet ﷺ, when he is asked the three questions, there will be one answer. Ha, ha, la adri, sami'tu an-nas yaqulun, faqultu mithla ma yaqulun. Oh, I don't know. I just heard the people saying something and I just followed them blindly. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ لَا سَمِعْتَ وَلَا دَرَيْتَ And then that person will be shown his place in Jannah first. And will be said to him, had you followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your Rabb, and Islam as your religion and Prophet Muhammad Sallam as your prophet and messenger, you would have been to that place in Jannah and it would be blocked forever. And he will be shown his place in hellfire and it will be said to him, live in that hellfire till the day of judgment. And this way the Prophet said, Al-Qabru imma rawdatum min riyad al-jannah aw hufratum min hufar al-nar. And this way the Prophet said, the grave is either a garden of Jannah or a pit of hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are pleased with Allah as the Rabb and Islam as the religion and Prophet Muhammad sallam as the messenger. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروا. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا. اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت وشهادة عند الموت وجنة ونعيما بعد الموت. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.